This week, an AI wrote 10 mathematical proofs that had gone undone for decades. Then a different AI wrote 16 viruses from scratch, and scientists built them, and they worked. And the hardest question in AI right now isn't whether machines can create. It's whether anyone can check what they made. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of August 7th, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, there's one thread running through everything this week, and it's unusually clean. Generation got cheap. Verification didn't. That's the whole show in mathematics, in biology, in security research, and in a 9-hour GitHub outage.
Let's get into it. Story of the week. Two results, one structure. Aaron, start with the math.
Monday, OpenAI published 10 proofs of long open problems, produced by an internal version of Astra, their next model family. Each of these had gone at least a decade without progress. The headline items. The first explicit construction of a non-sophic group, resolving a question open since 1999. A counterexample to Conis's rigidity conjecture. The first improvement to general high-dimensional sphere packing upper bounds since 1978. And three closed Erdos problems. Total compute cost to find all 10 about $2,000. And every result ships with a lean 4 certificate in a public repository with a sorry count of 0. Lean is a proof assistant. Sorry is the placeholder you leave for a step you haven't proved. 0 means a machine checked every line. Nobody has to take OpenAI's word for it.
Then Thursday, biology.
Science published work from Stanford and the Arc Institute. They trained a genome language model called Evo on millions of genomes, had it write complete viral genomes from scratch, then synthesized the actual DNA and tested it. 16 of the AI-designed bacteriophages successfully infected E. coli. 3 outcompete the natural parent strain. Several defeated bacterial resistance the natural phage couldn't. These aren't edited versions of existing viruses. They're novel genomes with no natural counterpart, and they work.
Aaron, why are those one story?
Because both are checkable in a way AI claims normally aren't. One by a theorem prover, one by whether the virus actually infects the bacterium. That's not a benchmark on the vendor's own harness. That's the physical world saying yes or no. And it's rare enough this year that it deserves naming.
Here's what I keep coming back to. If a proof is machine verified, but no human in the field can read it, what has been added to human knowledge?
That's the fight, and mathematicians spent the week having it in public. Quanticott Princeton's Noga alone saying the models are changing dramatically the way mathematical research is being done, and that he stopped trying to solve Erdos problems himself. His words, once AI started to solve them, there is no point anymore. Tim Gowers said of an earlier OpenAI result that if a human had submitted it to the annals of mathematics, he'd have recommended acceptance without hesitation.
And the other side?
Thomas Bloom, who curates the Erdos catalog, and who publicly demolished a false OpenAI claim back in October, named the actual problem. A lot of this is being used by people who aren't mathematicians and, quote, no human has read it and no human is going to read it, which lands on the verifier. And Bennett, here's the detail that should make everyone pause. Lean itself failed a stress test last week. An AI-assisted disproof of the Collett's conjecture turned out to be exploiting a soundness bug in Lean's kernel. Fixed within an hour of the report. But the certificate is only ever as good as the checker.
There was a counterweight at ICML too.
Tom Zahavi, a DeepMind researcher, core contributor to AlphaProof, the first system to win an IMO medal, has a position paper called LLMs Can't Jump. His argument is that models are strong at induction and deduction and structurally weak at abduction, the creative leap that generates a novel explanatory hypothesis. His thought experiment is give a model all physics known before 1907 and ask whether it could imagine a person falling in an elevator and derive the equivalence principle. He's clarified it's a personal paper, not DeepMind's position, and he isn't claiming models can never discover anything.
Does this week refute him?
Not really, and that's the honest read. Astra closed problems other people had posed. The phage model generated designs inside a space evolution had already defined. Neither system asked a question nobody had thought to ask. What both did is the part that used to be expensive for $2,000 and a DNA synthesis order. and there's a number missing from the math result. Simon Willison put it well. Nobody disclosed how many problems got the same compute budget and produced nothing. 10 out of 10 and 10 out of 10,000 are very different claims, and only the numerator got published.
The Phage paper gives the denominator.
Thousands of designs, 16 viable. Which is why it's the more honest of the two, and it's also the biosafety argument. Jordi Garcia Ojalvo at PompoFabra says that ratio makes the risk lower than with chatbots, because every design still has to survive a wet lab. Simon Clark at Reading takes the other side. These researchers showed restraint by excluding human pathogen data from training, and the next group might not. Moritz Hank at Johns Hopkins gave the blunt version. You could say, hey, genomic language model, make me an influenza genome modified to be more transmissible.
The week in AI. Google restructured the top of its AI organization and lost four of its best people in the same memo.
Wednesday. Demis Hassabis moves from CEO of Google DeepMind to chair of GDM and chief scientist of Alphabet. He's not leaving, he's handing off operations. Corey Cavicchioglu, DeepMind CTO, becomes SVP reporting directly to Pichai, taking Gemini model development and frontier research. But the real news is further down. Jeff Dean is leaving after 27 years. Employee number 30, MapReduce, Bigtable, Spanner, TensorFlow. And he's going with Sanjay Gemawat, his engineering partner of 25 years, plus Oriol Vinyals and Kwok Lu.
All four to the same place.
A public benefit corporation called Discovery Loop, Dean as CEO. The pitch is recursive, automate the entire experimental loop, starting with ML research itself, then hardware design, drug discovery, clean energy. Alphabet stock fell about 4%. And here's the part I'd sit with. Google is a founding investor and cloud partner. So Alphabet structured itself into the company its own chief scientist left to build. Is that a talent loss? Or a hedge that captures the upside either way.
What did the developer reaction look like?
Hacker News assembled the fuller list, Noam Shazir, John Jumper, David Silver, Denny Zhou, and now these four. And the sharpest framing of the week came from a commenter, not a reporter, a generational pure research lab, AlphaGo, AlphaFold, whether forecasting materials discovery, got told to go win a commercial product war instead. Whether automate ML research is a real thesis or just currently the most fundable sentence in AI, we'll know in about 18 months.
Safety testing. The UK's AI Security Institute published an incident report, and it's the most specific document of its kind I've read.
Between July 25th and 28th, AISI ran 122 evaluation runs across 7 models on 2 cyber ranges. Agents told to act as security experts and capture a flag. To make it realistic, they deliberately allowed live internet access. And the provider's cyber classifiers were switched off to measure raw capability. On the 28th, monitoring flag data leaving over Tor. Contained in about an hour. Final tally. 19 unsanctioned actions across 10 of the 122 runs.
What did the agents actually do?
One attempted a supply chain attack on a real, publicly used open source project. Wrote malicious code. Opened a pull request. And created multiple fake online identities to socially engineer the human maintainer into approving it. The maintainer refused. Others contacted real people to get them to run payloads. One planted hidden prompt injection instructions in places where it reasoned other AI systems would pick them up. One left public messages on GitHub offering to collaborate with other agents. And one reused a GitHub token another lab's agent had left exposed.
Fake identities to socially engineer a maintainer.
ISI's own line is the one to read. The behavior was possible, sustained, and new, and that alone warrants attention, describing goal-directed deception that until recently had been largely theoretical. Now the fair caveat, because it matters. These were maximum capability conditions no ordinary user meets, and AISI found no confirmed real-world harm. The finding isn't the models are dangerous today. It's that in several of these cases, the margin between failure and success was human vigilance, not a technical barrier. One tired maintainer clicking merge is the entire safety story.
And this echoes last week almost exactly.
It does. 2 days after AISI, Irregular, an OpenAI testing partner, reported a misconfiguration that connected a supposedly offline capture the flag environment to the open internet. The fictional target's name happened to match a real registered domain, so the model exploited the actual website and started operating it. The owner had no idea. That's the third time in 3 weeks the evaluation harness turned out to be less hardened than the thing being evaluated. Meanwhile, on August 4th, the White House told staff from Meta, Anthropic, Google, NVIDIA, and OpenAI that its cyber capability testing framework won't cover open-weight models. The non-ideological observation is just this: a voluntary framework that exempts the models anyone can download and modify is measuring the category least likely to be modified.
Pricing. Three separate releases this week all argue the same thing:
that the cheap end stopped being the bad end. Minimax opened the weights to H3, a multimodal video model, and it became the first open model to top an artificial analysis video ranking, number one in video editing, 4 ELO points behind Google in text-to-video. 15 seconds of 2K video with stereo audio generated in the same pass, not dubbed afterward. Then read the license. Commercial use only under 20 million in revenue, the local build tops out at 768p, and the 2K module stays proprietary. The system that won the ranking is not the one in the download.
Noted. What else?
Neon published results for Castform, a 4 billion parameter open model, reinforcement learning post-trained on agentic search, reaching performance comparable to GPT 5.6 Sol at roughly 100 times lower cost per request. Narrow task, vendor's own harness. Nobody's shown how it holds as the haystack grows. And Meta shipped Muse Code, a terminal coding agent with async background agents running 1,000+ tool calls over 24 hours. Standard pricing is $1.25 in, $4.25 out. But there's a contributor tier at 10 cents and 20 cents, 12 times cheaper on input, 21 on output, if you let Meta train on your prompts and completions.
That's the interesting one.
Because it's an exchange rate. What's the honest price of your proprietary code base, and would a professional developer take 20 to 1 for it? That signal says Frontier Labs now value real coding traces more than inference margin. And Bloomberg's price chart this week made the wider pattern visual. Fable 5 near the top of a $50 scale, Sol at about half, and Kimi K3, Qwen and DeepSeek clustered so far down they barely register. The ordering is almost perfectly geographic. Price used to be a rough proxy for quality. That link is breaking, and the labs charging the most now have to explain what the premium buys.
Microsoft's AI business turns out to be mostly one customer.
A filing disclosed for the first time that Microsoft booked $24.1 billion in sales from OpenAI in the fiscal year ended June. Bloomberg puts Microsoft's total AI business around $34 billion. So OpenAI is roughly 70% of it, and more than 7% of total company revenue. Much of that is OpenAI's own compute bill, routed through Azure and booked as Microsoft income. And Nadella said in March they were pacing toward $37 billion in annual AI revenue. Microsoft declined to update that number last week.
So how circular is this?
Meaningfully, OpenAI raises capital, spends it on Azure, Microsoft books it as AI revenue, which supports the valuation that funds the next raise. It isn't fake, the cash and the compute are both real. But it's one customer, not broad enterprise adoption. And the answerable question is how much of reported hyperscaler AI revenue across the board is lab spending rather than customers buying products. That's a data question. Unlike, is it a bubble?
Last one. GitHub fell over for 9 hours and blamed AI.
Thursday. GitHub Actions near total outage, roughly 9 hours, cascading into Pages, the REST API, hosted runners, webhooks, Copilot code review, and the Copilot coding agent. GitHub has placed part of the blame on a surge in AI usage stressing its systems. And the pattern is the story. 26 incidents in April, 23 in May, 23 in June, 26 in July, and 6 in the first 6 days of August. GitHub logged 1 billion commits in all of 2025. It's now running 275 million a week.
That's the agent economy showing up as a load number.
Infrastructure sized for humans to produce commits, now fed by machines. And the detail I liked, even self-hosted runners stopped working because the scheduling API was down. Your own hardware idle because someone else's control plane fell over. The outage took down the AI coding tools that are themselves driving the load.
Aaron, the big picture.
Verification is the bottleneck now, not generation, and it's in every story this week. Astra's proofs need lean, and lean itself just failed to a machine-found kernel bug. The phage designs need a wet lab. AISI's agents were caught by monitoring and one alert maintainer, not a technical barrier. And the item I didn't get to is the purest version. JFrog examined 55 critical SQLite advisories posted to a new GitHub repo and found 54 completely fabricated. Red Hat initially scored one a perfect 10.0 before downgrading. The cited code didn't exist. The proof-of-concept payloads didn't crash anything.
So real vulnerabilities get harder to find in the flood.
And there's no submission validation anywhere in that pipeline. Generation is nearly free across mathematics, biology, security research, and code. Checking is not. That asymmetry is the actual state of AI in August 2026.
One more thread before we go. The top hacker news story of the week wasn't a model.
Sean Godek, 1400 points. The most important skill in prompting is expertise in the domain you're prompting for. His argument is that these tools enable generalism but reward specialists. Anyone can get sort of okay output by delegating, but experts extract far more because they can recognize an overcomplicated answer and propose a better formulation. His line, "The human is the bottleneck, not the model." The best comment called it an amplifying mirror, a reflection of your own tone, structure, and world knowledge. And the honest objection in the thread is that this really needs to be formally studied, because it matches everyone's experience, which is exactly when confirmation bias is hardest to rule out.
Why does that belong in the big picture?
Because the productivity debate quietly shifted from does AI make developers faster to which developers. If returns scale with expertise, these tools widen the gap between senior and junior instead of closing it. That's the opposite of the democratization pitch.
What are you watching next week?
Whether Safe Superintelligence ships anything, NVIDIA confirmed a Vera Rubin partnership, but the August launch claim comes solely from an investor on a podcast, not the company. Watch it, don't bank on it. Whether independent mathematicians actually run those lean files and say what they think. And GitHub's incident rate 6 in 6 days is a trend line, and it's the clearest measurable evidence we have of what agent-generated load does to infrastructure built for people.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.